稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两课中，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
欢迎来到晨曦讲座，我是您的同工方华。晨曦讲座周一到周五提供同工学习进修培训的内容，让我们对服事有更全面宏观的眼界，培养自己成为健康工人，建立健康教会。最近方华和弟兄姐妹一起用约翰福音17章17节一同的来默想导读。这段经文是耶稣为门徒向父神的祈求。经文提到，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。真理不是主观的经验或感觉，而是神话语的本身。愿神用真理使我们成为圣洁，与世人有所分别，并且在这世界中持守神的旨意。今天尊金发牧师以传承为真理而战为主题，和我们分享坚强稳定的侍奉必须基于真理。因此，首先我们必须认清我们所处的世界是什么状态，真理会面临攻击的关键领域。以下我们一块儿来听。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
One of the important things in life is to know what exactly to look for.
人生当中有一个很重要的事情，就是你要知道你要寻找什么。
The story was told of a pilot who graduated number one in Top Gun school.
这故事讲到一个飞行员训练学校当中的一个真实发生的故事。
Top Gun trains the best pilots in the aviation school.
因为这个 Top Gun 就是在训练最优秀的飞行员。
So to graduate top in the class is an amazing thing.
所以如果你能够在 Top Gun 这样的训练当中脱颖而出得到第一名，这是一个天大的事情。
So this Top Gun pilot proudly went to his girlfriend and said, You must come to the airfield and watch me fly.
那这位第一名的这个飞行员，他跟他女朋友讲说，你一定要到现场来看我飞行。
So he jumped into the F-16 aircraft and took it on a vertical climb and punched through the clouds.
然后他就飞着他的驾着他的 F-16 战机，就有一个非常急速的爬升。
And then he turned the aircraft and plummeted towards the ground.
然后他就又转身做一个垂直的俯冲。
It's an amazing thing to watch the aircraft just charging down towards the ground. Just before it hit the ground, it pulled up again and took off.
然后当他这样俯冲的时候，眼看着就要冲到地面，但是他就紧急的爬升，又飞起来。
And then he took the aircraft to a triple roll and spin across the sky.
然后他又展现他的飞行的技术，在空中旋转了三圈。
It was an amazing display of aerial acrobatics.
这个是一个空中飞行战技的一个极致展现。
And then he came for a perfect landing.
然后最后又完美的降落。
He walked proudly to his girlfriend.
然后他就很满足地走向他的女朋友。
And his girlfriend ran to him and hugged him.
他女朋友就张开双臂跑向他，给他一个拥抱。
And the girlfriend consoled him, It's all right, Tom, it's all right, don't worry about it.
然后这个女朋友跟他的男朋友讲说， Tom, 没关系，已经结束了，你做得很好。
And the girlfriend said, The next time you will learn to fly straight.
然后下一次呢，你要学习怎么样好好的这样直线飞行。
She didn't know what to be looking for.
她女朋友不知道，那个看的门道应该是在哪里。
In the battle for truth, we need to know what to be looking for.
那么在为真理而战的时候，我们需要明白我们要观看，我们要寻找的点在哪里。
Because truth is the most important commodity to pass on to the next generation.
因为真理是最重要的要传递下去的资产。
You compromise truth, you compromise everything else.
因为你如果对真理有所妥协，你就一切根基都毁坏。
And in a world of relativism and pluralism, truth is often compromised.
那么在当代这样一个相对主义或者是多元主义的一个时代，真理是最容易被牺牲的。
But why is truth in the Bible so important?
那为什么圣经中的真理是如此的重要呢？
Because the most important world we live in is the unseen world.
因为我们所见的其实是暂时的，那真实的世界却是所不见的。
And the most precious commodity in the unseen world is truth.
那在看不见的世界当中，就是那看不见的至高的真理，却是最重要的。
It is the truth that describes for us ultimate reality.
因为这个真理会告诉我们终极的关怀跟实际是什么。
And in ultimate reality, we find ultimate meaning.
然后在这个终极的实际当中，我们才会找到终极的意义。
And it's in ultimate meaning, we discover ultimate purpose.
那在这个终极的意义当中，我们就找到我们终极的目的。
And this ultimate reality, meaning, and purpose is found in Revelation.
那这样的一个终极的目的跟意义，只有在上帝的启示里面才能够找到。
It is not found in tradition.
它不是在人间的传统里面找到。
It is not found by human reasoning.
也不在人们的这个理性的推论当中找到。
It is not found in the corridors of human authorities.
也不是从人间的所谓各个领域的权威他们发言所带来的那种。
This ultimate truth is found in the revelation of God's word.
因为这个终极的目的跟意义只能够在上帝的启示当中找到。
That is why the Bible is so precious and so important. It is the revelation of God.
那这也就是为什么圣经是如此的重要，因为它是上帝终极的启示。
We cannot build a strong foundation for life and ministry without coming back to the sacred scriptures.
要建立一个坚强稳固的侍奉，你不可能不回到上帝的真理。
And one of the things we pastors and missionaries and servants of God must be careful of is we cannot just go to the Bible to prepare our sermons.
所以对我们将来的传道人、宣教士来讲，很重要的，请不要把圣经当作是你要准备一篇讲章的时候才去翻。
We go to the scriptures to deepen our devotional life.
因为我们是要到天天到圣经的面前，让我们的灵修，我们对神的委身一天一天更加的深入。
And it's out of our devotional life our messages flow.
也就是在我们每日的灵修当中，我们的讲章就会自然的流露出来。
You take care of the depth of your life in the Word of God. God will take care of the breadth of your ministry.
你越深入地对付你自己生命当中的这个议题，那你的讲章就会越加的宽广。
Norman Geisler, the theologian, used to tell his son David Geisler.
那这个 Norman Geisler, 著名的护教家，曾经告诉他的儿子 David Geisler.
He said, no man or no woman should have more or less influence than what God intends.
他说一个人的影响不应该超过上帝对他的命定。
If the person has less influence than what God intends, it could be the person is lazy or distracted.
我们对这个世界的影响应当是跟上帝所量给我们的不多也不少。如果太少，表示你是一个懒惰的人。
Or if a person had more influence than what God intends, it could be the person is over-ambitious.
那如果你的影响力看起来超过了上帝所量给你的，那可能你是过度的野心。
If God wants you to pastor a small rural church in a rural town and you want to pastor a big mega church, it might be not God's calling.
如果上帝就是要呼召你去牧养一个乡下的比较中小型的教会，可是你一心就在想着我要到城市里面去牧养大教会，这个可能你是过度的野心
了。Or the reverse, if God wants you to pastor a big mega church in the urban city, but you just want a small church because it's easier, it might not be God's calling.
或者是反过来说，如果上帝要你去在都会区牧养一个巨型的教会，可是你就你觉得到乡下去小教会比较容易，这个也是不对的。
So as servants of Christ, we don't focus upon our influence, our platforms.
所以作为神的仆人，我们不应该过度的去看我们的所谓的影响力，或者是我们所侍奉的平台。
Let God take care of that in His calling.
让上帝在他的这个呼召当中来管理这事。
But we take care of the depth of our lives.
然后我们的这个使命是要好好的去深入去处理我们生命当中的问题。
At the beginning of the year, I was preaching in Manila with 12,000 people, and then the next week I was in Hong Kong with 12 people.
我记得去年年初的时候，我在马尼拉是向12,000个会众讲道。后来呢，到了香港，我讲同样的主题，只有12个人来参加。
Whether I'm preaching to 12,000 or 12, the size doesn't matter.
所以不对我来说，不管是12,000或是12个人，这个是没有差别的。
The only thing that matters to me is this the calling of the Lord?
那对我来说最重要的不是那个人数，而是这是不是上帝呼召我要来做的，我要来讲的。
And what is important for us as servants of God is to ground ourselves in the sacred scriptures.
那我们做神的仆人最重要的就是你的根基必须要牢牢地扎在圣经的圣言当中。
About 40 years ago when I was in Singapore Bible College,
40年前我在就读新加坡圣经学院的时候，
I was in a chapel like this and I heard one of the speakers say you must grow in the word of God, read 20 chapters of the Bible each day.
我当时有一次我们的 chapel 就有一个讲员，他说你应该一天至少要读20章的圣经。
In my time 40 years ago I was serving in the church studying with a lot of assignments in school, and yet I committed myself to read 20 chapters each day.
当时我在做神学生的时候，我其实也很忙碌，在教会在学校的里面都有服事，但是我后来就尾声一天至少读20章的圣经。
I remember there was one Friday I attended classes in the morning.
我记得有一个礼拜五早上的课堂里面。
It was a busy season of assignments. I did my assignments in the afternoon.
当时已经可能快要到期末，有很多的报告要交，然后通常我是在下午的时候写我的作业。
At night I have a cell group meeting that I was leading in.
晚上呢我要去带一个小组的聚会。
And that day, from morning to night, I was having a flu and feeling sick.
但是当天从早到晚，我偏偏又得了重感冒。
By the time after the cell group meeting, I went back to the Bible College. It was 10:30 at night, and I was feeling very ill.
那等到晚上带完了小组，回到学校的宿舍，我病得非常的虚弱。
I had no more strength to read.The 20 chapters.
我再也没有力气再读所谓的二十章的圣经。
I want to, but I really can't.
我心里愿意，但是肉体却软弱。
All I could do was lie in bed, cover the blanket, and take some medicine and try to sleep.
我能够做的就是躺在床上，把毯子盖起来，然后吃几颗药，希望能够睡着。
But one of the things I learned that is important is a daily discipline.
但是当时对我来讲最重要的那个功课操练就是每日的按表操课。
I learned if I skip a day, it's easy to keep on skipping a day here, a day there, but if it's daily, it becomes a habit.
因为如果我开始就落过一天，我就有可能落过两天三天。持守那个操练是很重要的。
And I felt I learned if it's a daily habit, it becomes easier.
因为一旦这个建立了习惯，你就变得这样的 routine 就变得比较容易。
But that day wasn't easy.
但是当天我生病的那一天，其实对我来说是很难的。
So after I took my medicine, I told Anne, I haven't read and I cannot read. Can you please sit by the side of the bed and read to me 20 chapters?
那我就只好求助于我的太太，我请 Ann 坐到我的床边，说我今天很累，你好不好你用念的念20章圣经给我听。
Next month Ann and I would have been married for 43 years。
到明年我跟 Ann 结婚已经到43年了。
When we were in Bible college we were already married。
因为在读那个神学院的时候我们已经结婚了。
And one of the best memories I have in 43 years of marriage was the day when my young wife sat by the bed and read to me the scriptures.
这43年的婚姻当中，我印象最深刻的就是那一天晚上，我们都还年轻，我这位年轻的太太坐在我床边念圣经给我听。
That was 40 years ago.
那已经是40年前的事了。
Through those years, it deepens. It gives me a joy in the sacred scriptures.
然后随着年日的这个更迭，我这样的习惯越来越深入。
During my Bible college one week leave most students were just relaxed because this is a busy school season.
那我们也有季间假，所以当时有一个礼拜大的休息，大部分的同学都出去玩。
I took that one week to read through the Bible once through from Genesis to Revelation.
但是我就用那个假期呢，把圣经从创世纪到启示录读完了一遍。
I do it not because I have to do it, but because there's a joy and a delight in the Word of God.
我并不是因为出于义务而去读，而是那个给我带来非常大的喜乐。
I remember that weekend there was a TV show of David Copperfield, the magician.
当时有一个电视的影集，就是大卫的魔术。
But I had decided during that time not to watch TV, etc., but to read the Word of God.
但是当时我就决定我不要看他变魔术了，我就好好的读我的圣经。
But、in those days, I loved David Copperfield.
但是当时呢，我对这个 David Copperfield 他的变魔术也很着迷。
And I had to make a simple choice, David Copperfield or Jesus Christ.
但是我却需要做出一个选择，是这个大卫魔术还是耶稣基督。
That day, Jesus Christ won.
那当天这个耶稣基督战胜了。
As we grow in that discipline and joy in the word, there is a very deep sense of the presence of God.
在这样的日复一日的属灵操练当中，我深刻的感受到神的同在，每一日比前日更真实。
So to my younger brothers and sisters, I encourage you get into the Word.
所以各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我建议你要好好的读圣经。
Because you cannot engage in the battle of truth or pass on the battle of truth if you are not into the word.
因为你如果要为真理打仗，你不可能不深入了解上帝的话。
And I'm not talking about knowing the word. I'm talking about delighting in the word.
我说的不是说你对圣经有一些的知识，而是你喜悦，你以上帝的话为乐。
We embrace the truth until the truth embraces us.
我们拥抱真理，直到有一天这个真理拥抱我们。
But there are four critical arenas of truth under attack today.
但是今天我们在今天这个真理却遭到四方面的攻击。
And in the battle for truth, these are the four arenas we must pay attention to.
那这四个关键性的领域是我们要很留心的。
The first is the truth of God's goodness under attack.
第一个就是神的良善受到攻击。
In Genesis chapter 3, we have the account of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden.
在创世纪的第三章，我们就读到人的堕落，就是在伊甸园里面。
And Satan came in his attack in a form of a question in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Did God actually say?
这个撒旦化妆成蛇来攻击上帝的良善，他说神岂是真说。
Satan did not attack truth simply by telling a lie.
他不是直接讲一个谎言。
He attacks truth by sowing a doubt.
他攻击真理的方式是把它播下怀疑的种子。
He did not say God didn't say. He asked a question that sowed a seed of doubt. Did God actually say?
那他不是直接说神没有这样说， 他是撒下一个怀疑的种子，借着一个问题，神岂是真说？
And Eve affirmed, God said, I shall not eat, we shall not eat of the fruit, nor touch it, lest we die.
那女人后来的回答说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。
God said, the day you shall eat of it, you shall surely die. He did not mention anything about touching, and Eve added on to God's word.
三章一节里面讲到说，你们不可吃，吃的日子必定死。上帝并没有讲到说不可摸，所以这个夏娃其实是增添了上帝的话。
And when Eve added to God's word, Satan comes in then to subtract from God's word.
夏娃增添了上帝的话，然后呢，蛇就过来去删减上帝的话。
So Genesis 3 verse 4 and 5, Satan say, you shall surely, you will not surely die, you will be like God.
第四节第五节，蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，只是你会变得跟上帝一样的聪明。
In other words, God is holding out on you, God is shortchanging you.
换句话说，上帝保留了一些好处不给你。
Therefore, he was attacking the goodness of God.
他这样的做法就是他在攻击上帝的良善。
That God is not good enough.
上帝没有真的对你那么好。
All of us as servants of Christ, we know God is great.
那我们服侍主的仆人，我们都知道上帝是伟大的。
But we have to embrace the conviction the great God is good.
但是我们是不是能够拥抱这位伟大的上帝，他同时也是良善的，是对你好的。
In one of the discipleship conferences in my church, there was a pastor who came to me to ask to be prayed for.
有一次我们在教会里面就办这个门训的研讨会，然后有一位牧者他就来请求我为他祷告。
I prayed for him, and then some years later I was in an Asia conference and I heard his testimony as he shared publicly.
那我当时为他祷告，然后几年以后在亚洲另外一次的研讨会当中我们又再次重逢。
In this Asia conference, this denominational leader says, I came to Pastor Ed to ask him to pray for me.
那他已经是一个宗派的领袖，他就是讲见证说这个曾牧师曾经为他祷告。
And I was very surprised, his prayer was very short.
那但是他说，其实我为他祷告的那个词其实很短。
His prayer was simply, Lord, would you open his eyes to show him how much you love him?
那个祷告很简单，就是说，主啊，请你开他的眼睛，让他能够看见上帝有多么爱他。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
He said, nothing happened. I was just surprised by the shortness of the prayer.
他说他当下也没有什么事情发生，只是他觉得很惊讶，这个怎么为我祷告这么短。
He said that evening when he went back to his hotel room,
那天晚上
prayer came back to him.
那天晚上回到旅馆，这段的祷告词一直回到他的脑子里。
So alone in a hotel room, he repeated that prayer, Lord, open my eyes to show me how much you love me.
所以他因为他自己又向神祷告说，主啊，你可不可以开我的眼睛，让我知道你有多爱我。
And in his testimony he shared, he started to cry uncontrollably. He doesn't know why he was crying.
那他见证说，那天晚上在旅馆他就无法止不住哭泣，他没有办法控制。
He just felt the love of God for him.
他不知道为什么，但是只是感受到上帝有非常的爱他。
And suddenly he said, my whole heart changed.
然后他说当下他整个的心就改变了。
And in his testimony, he shared with the rest of the pastors and leaders how important it is to know the love of God and the goodness of God towards us.
他的见证不断地强调有多么重要，我们需要明白上帝对我们的爱有何等的长阔高深。
As servants of Christ, we know the greatness of God, but we must learn personally the goodness of God.
做神的仆人，我们需要不单明白客观上上帝有多么伟大，更是要在主观上面认识到他有多么的良善。
Because Satan is here to scam us, to cheat us of our understanding of the goodness of God, because he attacks that truth.
因为撒旦是一个说谎之人的父，他总是扭曲上帝的真理，然后去攻击上帝的良善这个真理。
I was recently in Japan and I learned a new Japanese word.
那最近我去日本，那我学到一句日本话。
The word is botakuri.
Botakuri.
Botakuri is a scam. It's a rip off.
Botakuri 是一个 scam， 就是它是一个骗人的或者诈骗的一个东西。
It is to show you a good offer, and then a switch is being made.
所以它就是一个诈骗的工具，然后它告诉你有多好多好，然后就你就被拉进去。
So according to a newspaper report, there were 9 tourists who went to a drinking bar.
当时呢，这个报纸上有报道说有九个人去了这个夜店。
And there was a promotion in the bar that says you can drink all that you like for only 4,000 yen, which is about $40.
那个广告就是说，你可以在我们的这个酒店里面呢，你随意喝到饱，然后只要4000日币，也差不多是40块美金。
So they look at each other and say, "We are great thinkers. This is our great drinkers. This is worth it."
他们几个就彼此相看，他就说我们都很爱喝酒，我们就给他喝个饱。
Nine of us, $40, less than $400, we can drink all that we like. Fantastic.
所以你看，我们九个人，然后每一个人才40块，加起来连400块都不到，我们就给他喝个爽。
The hostesses who drank with them drank 172 drinks.
那个酒保就陪着他们喝酒，那个酒保喝了172。平吗？还是？
And when the bill came, it wasn't $400.
等到这个账单来的时候，不止400块美金。
It was $26,000.
那是26,000美金。
They didn't want to pay for it, but the gangsters came and threatened them, and they have to pay for it.
他们就说他们不愿意付这么多钱，然后他们就把黑社会找进来，强迫他们要付这么多钱。
Botakuri is a scam.
Botakuri 就是这种的诈骗。
They show you one thing, but they switch for another.
然后他告诉你一件事，但是很快他就把它改成另外的一个规则。
That day in the Garden of Eden, Satan switched the goodness of God.
就在伊甸园的里面，这个狡猾的蛇他就把这个真理给改变了。
By casting doubt in Eve's mind that God is holding out from you, if you eat this, you will be like God.
他欺骗了夏娃，说他上帝其实别有用心，他只是不想让你跟他一样聪明。
My brothers and sisters, when we battle for truth, we must battle for the goodness of God.
所以当我们为真理而征战的时候，我们其中一个很重要的就是要为上帝的良善。来竭力争辩，竭力辩护。
您现在收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是芳华。神本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。神向我们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫我们末后有指望。谢谢您收听今天的节目，愿神赐您平安喜乐。我们下回再会。
神真好，永远好，他放在我心中一首赞美歌。神真好，永远好，他光引导我经过黑夜。神真好，神真好，永远好。
当你行走经过山谷，在你周围充满阴影，不要怕，他引导你，他要保守你平安。